Monday, October 17th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, several weeks ago, we did a program on Vanderbilt University's medical center and the fact that they were all in when it came to transgender surgeries. Harry, since we did that program, the Tennessee-based Vanderbilt University Medical Center has now suspended all permanent transgender surgeries for minors following concerns from Republican lawmakers about the hospital's ethics. Harry, combining that with a story out of Town Hall, which predicts life-altering transgender surgeries will be a billion-dollar industry. The industry saw a $1.9 billion valuation last year, putting it in motion for it to expand at a compound annual growth rate of more than 11% through 2030.
Go back to the Vanderbilt Transgender Clinic. When they opened up, they actually went to the Chamber of Commerce to explain how this clinic would enhance the economic growth in the city because of the supporting industries and businesses that would be required. From a Christian world and life view, we are witnessing, imposed upon Western civilization, the deconstruction of Western civilization to impose a neo-pagan culture upon our society. And that culture is one of insanity, absurdity, sexual immorality, and lethality. And then we also said, Tom, all of that is rooted in financial profitability. This will make money. The mutilation of children who are minors is going to make money. The chemical castration of young boys is going to make money. All of these surgical and chemical therapies, not to mention the counseling confusion that is being imposed upon them, you just need to look the other way because this will make us money. Tom, these two stories allow us to repeat for affirmation and to repeat for clarity purpose. This cultural revolution is being driven not only by man's rebellion against the Almighty and His created order, but it is also being sustained and expanded because we can make money. We can make money for our city, our region, and by the way, you can start a business yourself that's related to it, and you can make money as well. And so the appeal to unabashed greed becomes part of the cultural revolution. It's not just ideology, it is economic profitability that is driving it. And here's what they are doing. They use the academic world and they use the government world to create the market whereby they can now make money. Let me give you one simple statistic. 30 years ago, there was a phenomena that occurred predominantly, almost universally, in the context of adolescence, and that was identified as gender dysphoria. And Tom, in the context of adolescence, that was about 3 to 5% of children in the context of adolescence express gender dysphoria. Now, 95 to 98% of those cases were solved simply by the process of adolescence, that is, maturation. The other cases were addressed through counseling. You can now forget the 3% statistic because now, in the midst of this cultural revolution, it is being stated that 1 out of every 5 minor children are being diagnosed as transgender. 1 out of every 5, 20%. What happened in our culture that 3% became 20% in about 5 to 8 years? Well, here's what happened. The culture has groomed them. We are now teaching in the name of health sex education, the LGBTQ claims unaddressed without critical analysis. And in fact, the government school system has become an apologetic for the LGBTQ agenda. with coercion in educational institutions and corporations that you have to, in the name of anti-discrimination, embrace sexual anarchy and promote sexual anarchy. So what do we call that? We call that increasing the market. We have this market expansion of what was once called gender dysphoria, addressed through the process of adolescence, and now what we have is a market of transgenderism, whereby minor children are being counseled into quote-unquote gender reassignment surgery, which is a fabrication, insanity, absurdity, lethality, sexual immorality through absurdity. Why? Because adults are ready to make money off of this. It is a multi-billion dollar industry, as the Town Hall article has affirmed. Multi-billion dollar industry. Now, once something gets rooted in a culture of capitalism devoid of ethics, that is something that is almost unstoppable. And that's what the entire sexual revolution is, quote unquote, banking on, no pun intended. That's what they actually believe. Once we've made it financially profitable, we, by grooming children with the LGBTQ agenda in the school system, where we have direct access to them with unbelievable tools of technology and learning, we will create the market. We've now increased the market from 3% to 20%. We will create the environment that makes it acceptable to do this surgical mutilation upon children, and this chemical pollution upon children. We will now introduce chemical therapies that we can make money off that castrates young boys in the name of gender reassignment through these chemical cocktails that are given to them. We will make it a badge of significance for parents who embrace transgenderism. We will also bring surgical mutilation as well as chemical pollution into their lives. Irreversible. You now have these surgeries. I have a hard time in my mind believing that doctors, even with the notion of making money, that healthcare personnel can enter into this Frankensteinian medical industry that is utterly destroying lives.
Harry, while the Vanderbilt University Medical Center pausing their surgeries might appear to be good news on the surface, is that all it is? Are they merely pausing while the dust settles and hopefully the watchman on the wall blowing the trumpet against what is happening? They're just waiting for them to go away and then they'll restart the surgeries, perhaps a little bit more in a stealth fashion.
You were seeing of hitting the pause button is not repentance. What you're seeing is redeployment. They realize they have, as we say in football, outkicked their coverage. As we say in the military, they went to a bridge too far. They need to back up to make what was once unthinkable, thinkable. And once it becomes thinkable, it can become acceptable and doable. And all the while, they're going to remind everyone, we can make a lot of money off this. This hitting the pause button because principled political leaders and alert citizens have exposed them. What they did was hit the pause button, not for repentance, but for redeployment. And now other tactics will be brought in so that the next time they go public, the people will embrace it instead of seeking to stop it. What is the motivation of a believer? Well, the motivation of a believer, we want to glorify God. We want to love our neighbor well. How do you do that? Speak the truth in love. To the Christian, please stand firm and reach out and minister, and let's promote public theology that creates a culture that replaces insanity with integrity, that replaces absurdity with clarity, that replaces immorality with chastity, and that replaces lethality with the celebration of life made in the image of God and that has dignity.
As we close out for today, let me remind you there are a number of ways to stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective, but the best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available through your favorite app store. Simply type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will encourage and challenge your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours at no cost. Also remember, we want you to be a part of our new feature on Fridays, Ask the Pastor. Write to us with your questions. questions concerning what does a certain piece of Scripture mean, or how do you apply Scripture to a certain issue of life? Write to us at askthepastor@briarwood.org. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.